because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right. Happy to be getting up early and to be with you this morning. Listen, Mark, you brought to our attention this morning a little achievement and recognition needs to go out to some locals. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we got the Detroit Youth Choir. They're among the finalists now for America's Got Talent. Great performance last night.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's so really cool. Good for them.
Yeah, 60 acts left, and it'll be an 8-episode spinoff. So here we go.
Here we go.
Go Detroit.
Detroit's Got Talent.
That's they for sure.
And yep. Then some.
Nobody's ever questioned that, though.
No, nobody's ever questioned that. That is for sure. Well, listen, beyond that little point of recognition, we wanted to make sure in this segment we had a chance to cover some of the most, I mean, these are stressful times, but there are jobs that you could hold that certainly are more stressful than others. And there's an interesting ranking that just has come out. According to Mental Health America's Mind the Workplace 2022 report, they ranked 873 of the, that's stressful enough.
Yeah.
Coming up with a list of 873 of America's most stressful jobs. Coming in at number one, doing a live radio show from 5 to 6 a.m.
That would be Brian Morton.
with Brian Morton at the controls and your boss, Ann Thomas, listening in. stressful enough, no.
All crazy kidding aside, that it made the list. Yeah. How did they know?
Yeah, no. All kidding aside, listen, there are some interesting jobs. We thought the list was, it's revealing. Now, the rankings note the importance of being able to accept criticism when in stressful and trying times, dealing calmly in stressful times and effectively in high stress situations. In each of these roles, the jobs.
They also included a variety of salary levels.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just high paying salaries. That was the point I was going to get to, but
right.
I was a little slow at the trigger.
That's okay.
Thank you, Kristen. Right. And so let's go through a few of these. This is interesting here. Let's start maybe. So let's go to the top 10 and we'll start down at the closer to the bottom of the top 10 list, but still these are the top 10 of the 873 ranked. These are all very stressful jobs, according to this report. I'll pick one here. Number 8, public safety telecommunicators.
So like 911.
Right, exactly. Having to route the emergency services. I mean, that now to me, that is really stressful.
Absolutely. I can see why that made the top 10. Talk about staying cool.
Right. Exactly, Kristen. Got to stay cool. Got to get the information correctly. Got to route it correctly. You know, got to stay cool. Got to do a little managing stress of the caller, obviously, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They rate that as a stress level 97 out of 100. Boy, wow. To me, it's 100 out of 100.
Yeah. This one was kind of surprising. It was a supervisor of retail sales workers. That's a very stressful job. You have to manage your staff. A lot of times those people also are in charge of like purchasing, the budget, sometimes accounting. I mean, I would just put that into, you know, any small business retail. It made the list.
Interesting.
Yeah, stress level 96.
Unhappy customers.
Unhappy customers. Ouch.
I bought this and it doesn't fit.
Yeah, right. And I want it returned and a refund.
Right. I thought you said when it was orange, it was a different kind of orange.
Yeah.
The other kind of orange, not this kind of orange. Right. Oh, my God. How about physicians who deliver babies, obstetricians? I mean, that is, boy, that's stressful. It's also glorious in many ways.
Of course.
Being at the leading edge of bringing new life into the world, but the stress of doing it and having no issues and doing it correctly and dealing with all the emotion involved.
Yeah,
I would agree that is a stressful thing to be doing.
There was a lot of medical professions that were on this list, actually, which seemed to make sense, right?
We can jump to number 2 and number 1, speaking of another medical. Interestingly, coming in at number 1, urologists. Number 1, a urologist. Urinary tract infections. Boy, I'll tell you what, my father is a retired urologist. And it was stressful. I don't know coming in at number one or not, but anyway. Number two, film and video editors. I think editing anything, whether audio, film, no question, pretty stressful. Interesting
Mark?
List.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that?
The only thing I'm going to say about it is that I don't want any complaining out of you guys. Neither of your roles made the list. You guys are cakewalking.
Quiet quitting.
Right. No, none of that.
Oh, now, and this one, I absolutely see an anesthesiologist assistant.
That would be stressful.
To me, that would rank higher than a urologist, but
I agree.
What do I know? I don't know. I mean, that's
right, because
seems...
you're basically making people unconscious, in effect,
right.
And then having to bring them back and manage that during the surgery. You certainly don't want anyone waking up.
Absolutely.
You missed a spot, doc.
Absolutely. Yeah. And any time that you're an assistant to anybody is... can be very stressful.
What are you
Not
talking
that I
about?
Would know about right. anything about that.
Oh, no way. Right, Kristen?
Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, based on this list, we're all keeping our jobs, right?
Yay. That's great.
Okay.
But congrats to those people that have those jobs, and we thank you very much.
We thank
for managing
you very much.
Your most stressful jobs every
and
day.
And a four-day work week is coming.
It is indeed. I think it is. I really do. I think, you know, not for everything, as we discussed, but I think in certain careers and in certain companies, it is coming. Well, listen, no four-day work week here, certainly not for Ann Thomas, and we've got her with us right here. Good morning, Ann.
Well, good morning. You know, you don't need the four-day work week or a stressful job if you win the Mega Millions jackpot tonight.
Oh,
how about
we need some
that?
Tips. We need some tips, Ann.
I'm not the right person for this. I think I won $2 in the last couple months, you know? So Paul W., though, he does a little bit better than I do. He won $30.
Really?
Yeah, but you didn't ask. You never asked me how much I had to spend to win $30.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
Best way to win the best way to win the billion, 1 million, I just said 1.1 billion.
Is to spend two.
Spend $1 billion and you might win.
No, you have to drive to a gas station in the middle of the state.
We should have all given money to Sean Belegian coming back from the UP. That's where people win. They go to the town in Calumet or wherever, at a little bodega, whatever.
And we're happy it's true. That way. The station or convenience store that sold the ticket and the winner there. Good for them, right? That it's in Calumet. That's beautiful. Just the way
it
should be.
Speak for yourself, pal. I think it
exactly,
should be
Paul.
Sold at a store that we go to.
Who are we kidding? Exactly.
Because
they get a little
cut of the money, right?
Very little. In some towns or some states, they get a bigger amount than what we give. I think we get 50 grand or something. I don't know. We'll ask the guy that we're talking to later from the lottery.
619.
All right, well, listen, we're going to be tuning in. Of course, we're looking forward to hearing from you guys in the next hour. Handing it off to the Paul W. Show. Stick with us right here on WJR.